Now he's going to be very specific. As we come to chapter 18, and this is a remarkable chapter, God is going to show that he deals specifically and individually with individuals. And now we have here in verse 1, chapter 18, the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, now, again, this man Ezekiel's letting you know that he's not giving his opinion. This is God's word. What mean ye that ye use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are on edge? Now, what they were doing was just simply this. They had a proverb. Jeremiah gave it to us. The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge. You will find that in Jeremiah 31:29. And again in Lamentations 5:7. And I think they were building it on a passage of scripture that they had back in the Old Testament in the 20th chapter of Exodus, verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and so on. The thing was that they drew a proverb, and it was incorrect. And that's the danger today of lifting out one little verse of Scripture without considering the context. And if you would consider the context of this verse that they had built this proverb on, you'd find out it's a false proverb. The fathers ate the grapes, and the children are the ones that pay the penalty. That is true to a certain extent, but wait just a minute. He will judge the individual, father or son, according to his conduct. And that is not a judgment for eternal life. He judges him in this life. He'll bless him in this life if he obeys him. Now he says here, and notice how God answers this in verse 3, as I live, saith the Lord God. That word live, or some form of it, is used 13 times in this chapter. As I live, saith the Lord God, ye shall not have occasion any more to use this proverb in Israel. And why? Because all the souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Now, what is God saying here? All belong to me. If the sins of the fathers come upon the children, it's because the children follow the wickedness of the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. And that's Deuteronomy 24:16. And so when you find the interpretation of the Ten Commandments, you find out what God meant by that. The soul that sinneth, it shall die, and God will judge each individual. Now, he gives some illustrations here, verse 5. But if a man be just and do that which is lawful and right, and hath not eaten upon the mountains that actually engage in idolatry, and he's walked in his statutes and kept his ordinance to deal truly, he's just, he shall surely live, saith the Lord God. Now that's verse 9. God says here that, and then he's talking about this life, not eternal life, he'll live. It hasn't anything in the world to do with eternal life. The important thing is God will bless him in this life, and that is the blessing of the Old Testament. And then again, God comes back to this, another if, verse 10. If he beget a son that's a robber, a shedder of blood, God won't judge the father. God will judge the son. And vice versa, verse 14. And again, you have another if. Now, lo, if he beget a son that seeth all his father's sins, which he hath done, and considereth, and doeth not likewise. And you have several instances of that. You have old Ahaz was a wicked king. His son Hezekiah led in a revival. Josiah was a wonderful man, as we've seen, and he had a very wicked father. God is saying each man in this life is judged for his own sin in this life. Hasn't anything in the world to do with eternal life now. He's talking about a judgment here and now, and he wants Israel to know that he intends to judge them on that basis. And twice you have it in this chapter, verse 20, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And then verse 31, cast away from you all your transgressions by which you've transgressed, and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore turn yourselves and live. And that answers the new psychology, that the reason that you are the brat that you are, and the reason that you're an oddball, is because your mother didn't treat you right. My friend, you stand alone, and you're a sinner because you are a sinner yourself. Don't blame anybody else, and don't let any psychologist tell you it's somebody else. You're a sinner, and I'm a sinner. We stand sinners before God till we're saved. I feel that I probably ought to follow up with just a word concerning this very marvelous 18th chapter, where the word live occurs 13 times and the word die occurs 14 times. So that life and death is presented here. But it's not eternal life that he's talking about, or eternal death. What he's discussing here is the way that God judges individuals in this life. And therefore, we need to confine it, I think, this entire chapter to that type of thinking. And he gives several illustrations in here. And the important thing was that each individual stands before God separately. Though you are a lost person, God's going to judge you individually and separately. The Lord Jesus will. And if you're saved and you come before the judgment seat of Christ, see whether you receive a reward, every individual will be judged separately. There's an old bromide. It's rather crude, but it certainly expresses it. Every tub must stand on its own bottom. Well, every individual must stand before God, and you won't be able to pull that thing that you hear so much today. The psychologist, psychiatrist uses it, that the reason that this boy here is an oddball is because he had a mother that neglected him and didn't love him. And the reason that this other one over here is way out in left field, he has a terrible complex today. He's neglected, and it was because his father beat him too much. The point was, I guess the father didn't discipline him quite enough. But you can't blame your pop and your mama when you stand before God. You'll be judged and are judged today, and I think individuals are. And Ezekiel makes it very clear here that you will be judged in this life on the basis of the way that you live, whether you're Christian or whether you're not a Christian. And back here, it had to do with the children of Israel, those that were God's people and those that were not. So that God makes it very clear here in verse 32, I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord. Now, God doesn't take any delight in seeing anyone die. That is just something that is foreign to him. He didn't intend death for mankind. By man came death, not through the working of God. It was because of man's sin. And God has no pleasure in the death of him that dieth. And now we're talking about physical death. Remember, it was the Lord Jesus that even wept at the tomb of Lazarus, though he's going to bring him back from the dead, back into this life, if you please. And so we need to confine our thinking here to this life here. And it's not the basis of salvation today.